Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Giants looking for their first road win in more than a year. They've led this one pretty much throughout. But Ben Johnson said after the game last week, do not let us hang around in the fourth quarter.
I'll tell you, I really like the way Caleb Williams is just driving the ball. He's confident.
Hanging around. Kid's got alligator blood. Can't get rid of
him. Haven't all ended up in completions, but he has put the ball with some juice.
The juice, the precious juice.
He's poised, like I said. He shows that, you know, when it's 2 minute, 4 minute situation, that he's going to get the job done. He really be locked in to me.
Williams, flush. Williams, home to run. There goes Caleb Williams. There goes Caleb Williams. First and goal, Chicago.
He looks like a Houdini back there in the backfield in the fourth quarter there. We really needed that as a shot in the arm to end up winning that ball game.
Clock winds under four. End zone wide open. Odunze for the Bears touchdown. And Chicago not finished yet.
You know, he said it kind of slows down for him. Everything, you know, some people might speed up and feel the pressure that moment. Everything kind of slows down for him. And he's just, you know, very present in the moment.
Second down. Okay. A boot. Williams running. And the Bears have taken the lead.
Man, let me tell you something now. This next guy, man, he's got ice in his veins now. And if you don't believe it now, you just wait, man. The best is yet to come, 18. Here we go.
Down the stretch, you just can't play quarterback any better than what we've seen the last two possessions from Caleb Williams.
Man, it was all Caleb Williams. So the Bears get their sixth win out of their last seven games.
Caleb, I thought, you know, we had him a number of times where we didn't get him down and he extended plays, which we knew he would. He did it in the Raiders game. He did it in plenty of games.
Hey, it's that guy, Williams.
Yeah, I mean, he's a unicorn for sure.
A unicorn?
The Bears.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and boy, do we have a show for you. The Bears are 6-3. As you can imagine, that is all we are talking about today, except for maybe Victory Chicken, which is also connected to, you know, the Bears. So that's on the schedule. Everyone
Chicken's
is
nice and spicy, huh?
It's really good.
It's really good.
Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Caleb is a baller. I got to give it up, man. Dude's a baller when it counts. We will discuss. You got a read to do.
Well, not really. It's whenever, but I appreciate that.
You're holding it with intent.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips.
Thanks, Great Clips and Busey Bank.
Thank you to all of those people. And thank you to Tanny for the victory chicken. Just an exquisite experience.
Alex, please send me all air checks or eat my chicken. T.Y.
I mean, just like top notch.
No problem.
Top notch.
20 a piece of the different flavors?
Yeah.
I'm a flats guy, so that was great for me.
The flats were really good.
Yeah, I went in there and got myself some of the mild. I thought the mild sauce was really good.
As we've been talking about, the esprit de corps around these parts, when it comes to chicken, has never been at a higher level. Everybody's sharing responsibility. Nobody cares. Everybody's blocking as well as making their catches. No block, no rock.
I mean, we care. We'd love to have that be sponsored. Would be great.
But nobody cares who the star is of a given week.
No.
Of Victory Chicken.
No. Sometimes it's... What was the name of the place? Was it Crisp? Roost. Sometimes it's Roost.
That was Alex's week.
Sometimes it's Popeyes.
Yeah.
And we're not mad.
No.
It's Popeyes. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's homemade, like Chris Tannehill. Sometimes you get a bucket from Harold's.
Yeah, you do it. You do what you got to do.
You know what is funny? I will share this. Mitch was like, hey, should we do like a spinning bucket at some point for Victory Chicken? And then we started looking. We couldn't find a KFC close enough to make it worth our while.
There's the combo at like Irving and California. Is that the closest one?
Yeah, there were some that were like, how close is a KFC? So we can get ourselves a spinner. Man. Maybe off of like Lawrence and Broadway.
That
would be pretty easy to do, I guess. Yeah. I could just do a lap and then come back around and bring it spinning.
we will sort it out as needed.
Do any KFCs still even have the spinning bucket as their logo?
I don't know. I don't think so anymore.
That's too bad.
They've combined. But, man, I
buckets?
You got to give it up, Trent Dilfer. For Caleb Williams, who, of course, has his flaws. He's a raw young quarterback learning his way in the world. But my God, that dude is clutch. And when it's time to ball out late, he balls out. And he was so damn good on those last two drives. He has won patience from me, and I'm sure from lots of others. It's like, he deserves our patience as he grows, because that dude can make some unbelievable plays and plays his ass off when it matters and is clearly getting better and getting rid of the ball more often. There's still issues, but damn it if he ain't a baller when it counts and makes you want to ride with him a little bit longer for sure.
And the crazy thing is that I actually thought that he played well inside of structure yesterday, but wasn't helped out. Like, he made some of the throws, and then there were the off-time, off-platform throws that he made. The one that was dropped reminded me, it's not a perfect comp, because that play that Patrick Mahomes made in the Super Bowl is still etched in my mind as one of the greatest throws that was never caught. But it's similar when Caleb's able to hit someone right in the numbers or in the hands or in the helmet with a throw that he's making while on a dead sprint. And the fact that a bunch of those didn't get caught yesterday was frustrating.
Yeah, it was. It was. And the drops are a big issue, and we'll have all week to talk about it. But, man, feels damn good to be 6-3, to be sitting here right now with a chance at playoffs, and I just want to bask in it. And sometimes, like, I find myself thinking about what could have been. Like, could have won that Vikings game. Hey, could have won that Ravens game.
I mean, could have lost yesterday, too.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So there are all sorts of could-have-beens, but no, shut up and bask. Shut up and bask today and just let yourself feel it at 6-3.
I mean, we'll talk about it. We have it slated to talk about a little bit later on in the show.
No, just shut up and bask today.
But the thing that always kind of gets me is if your team is winning, why do you want to live in the space of, well, they haven't beat anybody, or, well, you know, they could have, yeah, they absolutely could have lost yesterday. They didn't. And as we've said about Caleb from the beginning of the season, and even going back into last year, you have someone that has a talent that not many quarterbacks have. The ability to come back late, to slow the heartbeat down, to be in a position where, yes, the team is down, but he's still out there making plays. Uh-huh. And there is a level of comfort that Caleb has with that. That's special on its own. And you're hoping that whatever gap is between him and whoever you think is more elite than him or better than him, that is made up for with the hard work that he puts in on the designs that Ben Johnson creates.
Their relationship is happening. Listen to Ben Johnson talking about Caleb after the game and him being locked in all week and all game day.
I don't notice anything different about him. I think he's been locked in probably. This week in particular was probably his best week of preparation, just as a whole, you know, from start to finish. And so I feel like he was locked in from the moment I saw him this morning up until that last drive. And so I think he's doing a good job with all that.
That speaks to your point about him being good in structure for the most part yesterday, and then him being clutch at the end. And here's Caleb about his heartbeat at the end of games.
Well, you told us before the bye week, after that Raiders win, that when you get into a minute mode, your heart rate drops and get calm. Have you ever actually tracked what your heart rate is in those moments?
I haven't. I don't actually know how to track it.
More of a feeling.
Yeah, I can feel my body just kind of settle down. And you know, I think that's important for me when I'm out there in those moments, but also the calmness, demeanor of when I'm in the huddle, looking at those guys in the eyes, and you know, the belief, the faith. Like I say, living in the known in those moments, it provides a certain level of confidence for us to be able to go out there and deliver.
That's clutch. It's the absence of choke at the very least, isn't it?
Here's the thing. We're talking about that in the abstract, but I actually believe the Bears do have that data on it. If you've ever watched, whether it's soccer or football, guys will usually wear something that kind of looks like a sports bra, and it's called a catapult. And usually players wear it so that the training staff can measure, hey, is this guy low on electrolytes, or is this guy, is he playing inside of his norm? So I bet that they actually do have that data on what Caleb is like in those moments.
It's probably one of those times, if it doesn't match up with what he thinks, you don't want to tell him.
Right. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Hey, but no, actually, Caleb, your heart gets appreciably faster.
But
don't
that,
tell him that.
Like, that's a big part of sports right now, is measuring all of that stuff so that you know what to do and what to get for a player.
Mm-hmm.
They had it for Patrick Mahomes during the divisional round where they came back and beat the Bills a few years back, and it found that Patrick Mahomes' heart rate was the highest when he was on the sideline watching the Bills move down the field.
That makes total sense. It's what Jamison Tyone said before he pitched.
Totally.
Was that game four? Game five.
I think it was game...
No, game three.
Game three.
Game three against the Padres. He said, I want to help, and it's frustrating to be here and not be on the mound.
Right, exactly. When you don't have control, it's when you actually have control that you can settle down. It'd be great if the Bears didn't get themselves into situations like this.
It would be.
Week after week after week, which led to Ben Johnson feeling like he was on repeat. And he said so to the team after the game.
Hell yeah! Man, I tell you what, I feel like I'm on repeat each and every week right now. I mean, I got nothing new to say to you guys. Did you even waver for a second?
Hell no.
You knew exactly we had him right where we wanted him. Gosh, man. Goodness gracious. Hell of a job. Took all 60 minutes. Golly, and you felt it, man. Shank punt. You capitalized. Awesome. Awesome. Hey, let me say, I got two game balls here. Two game balls. New edition came in 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You made some plays now. DJ, come on, big dog. And if you don't believe it now, you just wait, man. The best is yet to come, 18. Here we go. Bring it on in, gentlemen.
Come on.
Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest. Until the good is better.
And the better gets better.
And the better is best.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3. Bears!
Oh, Billy Williams from his Hall of Fame speech in 1987. Forever bonded with Ben Johnson in 2025.
Who we believe but cannot prove had this before Ben's dad had it. Yeah. And we think that maybe Ben's dad got it from someone who knew
right.
Billy Williams or his high school principal.
Right, we don't know for sure. But if this isn't St. Jerome, you're stealing my bit.
That's right. So we're going to just go with that and roll with that as a theory until we are disproven or proven correct.
Either way, man, 6-3 is pretty damn fun. And this division, you got opportunities the next few weeks.
You sure do.
And they will present themselves in the coming weeks to step up and take this division.
Winning buys you time and hopefully builds confidence. And hopefully that's what happens as you walk into Minneapolis this week. One of the guys that's been a great acquisition, I have to say.
The personal relationship that has developed between maybe the greatest midseason acquisition of Bears history and Lawrence Holmes.
I don't know if it's personal. This feels personal.
Let it be. If that's driving him, just stay with it.
I don't think I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna say that I'm driving him, but I appreciate that I can count myself as someone who has been trash-talked by C.J. Gardner-Johnson. The difference between me and other people that have been in Chicago is I'm not going to get myself kicked out of a game because of it. I am happy that he's doing what he's doing. And let's break down what he's doing, why he's doing it, and hear from his coach about what he's doing. Next, here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dar looking to find room himself again. Blockers in front. Jackson Dar inside the 20. The ball is out and there it is. The Bears come up with a takeaway. It's Deshaun Wright with a fumble recovery. Jackson Dar. Chicago gets the takeaway it desperately needed. And it was C.J. Gardner-Johnson in just his second game in Chicago.
You know, when he was with me previously in New Orleans, you know, he had pretty good recall in terms of what we're asking him to do. This guy's a football player. He's got good instincts. He's tough. You know, he can fit in the box. He can play out in coverage. And so I think that's a good pickup.
It's been a great pickup.
That's Dennis Allen on Thursday, and I realized the profile of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, or C.D. Deuce, is that of this one. Some troublemakers are just kind of knuckleheads, and they don't really pay attention, and they're kind of like, you know, out in outer space, and they're just so talented, they keep finding opportunities. Some troublemakers are really damn smart and get in their own way. And they're really smart players, you know? And when Kevin Byard likened C.D. Deuce to Dennis Rodman, that ends up being a little more true as a comp. Dennis Rodman was a genius of rebounding and defense. Like brilliant. and got in his own way.
It's off there. You take there. You go there, 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 there.
Now, C.J. Gardner-Johnson is not as good at football as Dennis Rodman is at basketball.
Well, now you're going to get a note.
But look how smart that dude is as a player, and you heard Dennis Allen do it. Like, he's slotted in here. As soon as he walks in, he knows what the hell he's doing.
That's never been the question about him.
But I didn't realize he was still this sharp and able to do that particular job.
But he's only 27.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, like and it's funny because, like, in talking to people on the beat about C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the conversations have been, yeah, everyone knows that he's talented. It's a matter of does the talent is the juice worth the squeeze with him? And it's been shocking that in two places, one of which he won a Super Bowl, that they were like, nah, we're good and we're going to move on. But it's been interesting the way that he has found himself, and you kind of brought it up last week as an idea of, like, well, maybe he's grown up, maybe fatherhood has changed him. I don't know if it's necessarily that. I do think that what Ben Johnson talked about with him is significant, and it's the idea of this thing that you're great at and this thing that you love has been taken away from you. What will you do to make sure that it doesn't get taken away from you in an untimely manner?
Yeah, and how many more chances are you going to get if you don't make the most of this one? Here's Ben on CJGJ after the game.
Listen, I love what CJ brings to the table right now. You feel him out there. He's a football player. He loves to be competing, and he finds himself around the ball quite a bit. And so I think we all appreciate that.
Does CJ kind of bring that kind of emotional intensity that Kyler did, or do you have a number of guys in the defense that does that?
Shoot, I haven't been around Kyler a whole lot yet. You know, he's been dinged up, and so I can't speak to that. But I love what CJ brings to the table right now. You feel him out there. He's a football player. He loves to be competing, and he finds himself around the ball quite a bit. And so I think we all appreciate that.
Ben mentioning the truism that he hasn't been around Kyler very much.
He has not.
Only a couple games for Ben to have Kyler. You thought that was striking.
I did. I think for a guy who's been pretty honest, it's a, hey, Kyler, whenever you're ready, come on back. We can use you. But in the meantime, we have a guy who's now third on the team in sacks.
Yeah, which is crazy.
He's been here a week and a half, and he's third on the team in sacks. Here are the Bears sack leaders for you, if you were wondering about where things stood.
Montez Sweat.
He is number one with 5.5 sacks.
And he's made his presence felt the last month or so.
So that's Montez.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Come on now.
I don't know if it's fully back yet, but it's getting some crowd support where maybe it has to be rebooted. Jervon Dexter is second in sacks with 4. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who got here a week ago, is third with 3 sacks. And then it's a collection of people who have 1. Passanio, Odengbo, Kyler, Chris Williams, Tremaine Edmonds, who's been playing excellent football, by the way, Austin Booker, and Jaquan Brisker.
So he sensed his football mortality. Ben talked about that a little bit yesterday, too. And Ben talked about that the day they signed him. Like,
yep.
6 weeks on the couch. Byard talked about him being on the couch. I always think of Scott Podsednik. It's the first guy I remember thinking.
Getting him off the couch.
And then for years, I would say they got somebody else off Scott Podsednik's old couch. I like to picture everybody on Scott's couch, you know, from
it's
any
probably
sport.
A really nice couch.
I bet so. But either way, sensed his football mortality, and now he's got a shot, and he's making some things happen. Brad Biggs this morning posited that CJGJ might be the greatest Bears midseason acquisition of all time, which is crazy to even consider.
Was Doug Flutie midseason, or was he at the beginning of a season?
Good question. Wasn't there in the piece. He referenced Matt Tuina for the 2007 Bears at defensive tackle, but like, the idea that you grab this dude off Scott Podsednik's old couch, right? And he shows up. Last week he had 6 tackles and a sack. This week he had 9 tackles, 2 sacks, and a forced fumble to change the game. Like, we're 2 weeks in. We're 2 games in. And this dude
There's 2 more to go, Speaks.
to get over. I think Lawrence's number's in trouble.
Doug Flutie was a mid-season acquisition.
Oh, how about that? Look at you. Look at you. Man, does Doug Flutie know that you brought him up? Maybe he'll send you a note.
It would be nice.
Folks, if you don't know, Lawrence a couple weeks ago referenced that C.J. Gardner-Johnson, you set the over-under at 3.5 weeks, 3.5 games.
Two and a half was the number. So if if he plays this week, then the over hits.
Oh boy!
What is, as far as the bet and your number that you said, him getting a game ball yesterday, is that good or bad for your number generally?
It's
probably not good, right?
Well, I mean, we'll see.
Anybody ever get cut after getting a ball?
I'm not spiking the ball here yet.
But. No, you. I mean, he spiked it, so everyone else should spike it.
So anyway, CJ caught wind of it. Can you hold it up again for the Twitch people? It is glorious.
I put it on my Instagram, too, and Twitter, at Lawrence W. Holmes.
Just remarkable.
So apparently someone, I'm not going to say who, but someone has been stoking that flame up there.
Is he joining us at 5 o'clock?
He might be.
He might be one of the people. I suspect there were probably others, too.
Who told CJ about your little over-under?
Yes.
And CJ wrote you a note that says, here, I can read it. Says, dear Loho.
It says, Loho, all the best. Just kidding. STFU. And then he signed it.
Hey, at least he signed it. That's nice.
It is nice.
You guys have a relationship now.
No, we don't.
Well, no, here's the next thing. We need to get that man on the radio show. Alex, please put him in Slack. Contact Bears PR. And let's try to talk to that man. He is an interesting, very good player. And clearly, like Ben said yesterday, they're all gravitating to his swagger and his playmaking ability. It's happening. Byard said, come on, man. Sometimes you need a guy like that. Maybe they needed a guy like that.
Maybe they needed a guy like that. And it's really good to see someone be brought in and then he perform the way that he has performed. And you were hoping that this would be Kyler Gordon that would rack up sack totals like this on blitzes. He's been incredible on it. He's getting guys on the ground. He made the play of the game yesterday.
It really was the play of the game. Because if Jackson Dart stays in that game, folks, I don't know if that's a win.
I don't know if it's a win either. And like you get the forced fumble, he's out of the game. You don't want to see anyone leave the game because of a concussion. But the way that he was rolling.
Oh, boy, in all phases.
If they don't lose that fumble yesterday and he's still out there, it might be a different game.
We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. There's more on the CJ Deuce, or CD Deuce, CJ GJ tree.
You're going to get a letter.
I have Giants questions. I have other Giants questions.
Well, that's good because we have a former Giant that's going to come on and talk with us.
One of them they answer because Brian Daboll got fired today.
Yep. We call Kurt Warner. No one else seems to, but we do.
Every week.
We love talking to him, and that's next here on The Score.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.